Hello, guys. Hi. Happy New Year on March 10th, 2023. Yes, Happy New Year, because this is the first time I'm coming on my podcast page, and I don't want to go on apologizing because I seem to be very inconsistent with my podcast page. But it also seems to be something that is really on the Lord's heart. So I ask for grace for the year 2023. I need grace for how to maximize and use my podcast page, YouTube page, blog, and the media channels that God has given to me. I need grace to be able to steward the influence God wants me to wield there. Please pray for me. grace in Jesus' name. That said, I'm also really excited. I came on today and I checked the analytics on this podcast page, and people are actually listening even though I don't share the podcast. That's amazing. And if you are one of those who are on here and you've ever listened to podcasts from Hezbollah Frances and it has blessed your life, thank you so much for being on here. I trust I are doing well, and I trust that the year 2023 has been treating you right. For us, the month of March 2023 is really just a month of beginning with the visions that God has put on our hearts. I feel like the year has just been really for January, February, preparing. At my own end, I've been spending a lot of time in prayer, in fasting, just praying through for the year 2023 to get bearings, direction, the help of the Lord. So for me, 2023, March 2023 is really, you know, the first month where I am in a way beginning the year 2023, you know, receiving visions and matching orders from the Lord. That's what he told us when we were praying, that this month people are going to receive matching orders from him, and I've been receiving that too. So I trust that you are not discouraged, because the year is really just beginning. If you don't have direction, spend a lot of time in prayer. God is willing and God is ready to lead you. Now, on to the reason why I am here and recording this podcast tonight. Last night, I shared something on my WhatsApp status. And if you don't follow me on WhatsApp, you don't see my WhatsApp status, I think you're missing out on something. So find a way to get on my WhatsApp and follow me. Follow my statuses on there. I posted something at night. I posted it is time. And then I posted the scripture from 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2 that says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. And I had people, you know, who commented, amen, amen. But I just had one of the last comments now, and I just thought, you know what, I should share like the backstory to this scripture, you know, because a lot of times when God speaks to us with the word of God, sometimes we end up, you know, just hearing the word and saying amen and walking, you know, forward, moving on with our lives. But that word may require something from us. And I feel like this year, 2023, one of the things that you should actually realize, if you've not been doing it before in your life, is that when God speaks to you, when God gives you a prophecy, when God gives you a word from the scripture or a prophetic word as you were praying, you have a responsibility to birth that word to life. So I'm going to just share my experience with the scripture. Last year, in the month of August 2022, I was at Malawi for missions trip. And I started to sense that God was doing a new thing, and that new thing required that he wanted me to press in prayer into it. And I started to pray a lot in the month of August and fast a lot in the month of August. And then also we were praying every midnight in our ministry, the Women at the Well, for 1 hour, mostly prayers in tongues, just pressing into the new thing that God said he was doing. And I remember the month of August ended, and then we got into the month of September. September is my birth month. And one of those days, I was reading the scriptures. I first of all started from reading Isaiah 49. Now, in a particular verse in Isaiah 49, it says this scripture. It says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. In the day of salvation, I helped you. But it ends there. So when I cross-referenced that scripture, I found that it cross-references with 2 Corinthians 6:2 that continues that scripture by saying, I tell you, now is a time of favor. Now is the day of salvation. And you know, if you've ever experienced where the Holy Spirit just lights up a verse of scripture in your heart, you may understand what happened to me. My heart just busted out with light. I knew that this was the word of the Lord for me. And I was just rejoicing, thanking God with the word. I was praying for something in particular. And I knew that God was saying, okay, now it's time. You don't have to wait anymore. Now is the time. So September, I also came back. After that encounter with God, I came back to Nigeria. And I think towards the end of September, I was still on my prayer routine. I was still on my, you know, word routine and all that for the particular thing that God had said it was time for. But when I stepped into October, I became a bit lax. I became a bit just freestyling the matter, even though I had not seen the end of what God had said. I became lax. And I remember specifically towards the end of October, something had happened again. And, you know, the Lord just woke me up and started to say, hey, girl, you need to wake up and get back on your routine in processing this word to pass. And I heard October 31st, I was praying again. And then on November 1st, he spoke to me again from scripture, and he spoke to me with Hebrews chapter 4 that talks about the rest of God. And he spoke to me from verse 7 that says, again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. So God was saying to me again, today, Hephzibah, now is the appointed time. You know, so when Hebrews 4 says, if you will hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. You know, Hebrews 4 talks about the rest of God and about how God announces his word to us, but some of us don't mix the word by faith. So that was what happened to me. The word was announced to me in September. This is the time of God's favor. And then I didn't mix it by faith. I just went to sleep. What is mixing it by faith? Mixing it by faith is working in partnership with God. So when God says now is the time, like he's saying now in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2, those of you who this word is your personal word, you hear me right now, you know what I'm saying. And he's saying that now is the time. It's not the time for you to just receive the word and say amen and go to sleep. It means that you are activating faith towards that word. You are activating your prayer. You are activating your praise. You are activating your word declaration. You are activating your fasting to birth the word. You are holding onto that word with all of your heart, all of your might. And you're saying, this word, I must see it as a reality in my life. Now is the time does not mean, okay, go and sleep. Now is the time. Is right now is the time. So I need you to stand up. I need you to get up and start activating the season that I have said is for your life. And you know, when a woman is in labor, scripture says, be in pain and labor to give birth. Labor is not fun. You are in labor with the word. You are in labor in fastings. You are in labor in prayer. You are in labor in taking a retreat with God. You are in labor with praising God. You are in labor with positioning yourself to hear the voice of the Lord, to hear his instructions. You are in labor in obedience. Now is the appointed time. I pray for you that your inner ears are open to hear and receive what I've shared with you, and that the word that God is saying to you that is going to inform the birthing of your favor season in this year 2023, what he's saying to you in engaging with him in the word that he has given to you, I pray there's grace for obedience for you. You will not miss your season. You will not repeat another season. But indeed, now is the appointed time, and you rise and go ahead with what the Lord God is speaking over your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I saw that podcast has a new feature that you can tell me what you think about this podcast. Comment on this podcast. Feel free to also hit the share button and share this if it has been a blessing to you. I trust by the grace of God that through this year, today's Friday, I should be able to do podcasts for every Friday from Podcast with Hephzibah Frances. God bless you and see you next time. Bye for now.